Well, most of the smart suggesting, or the inside line is suggesting, that the rally on Wall Street will continue even if the Fed does begin to ease its easy money policies. Let's talk about things with Mike Willman, president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston. Mike, good to have you back on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
About a half an hour ago or so, Brian Westbury was telling us that he thinks that these market gains really are not necessarily fueled by the quantitative easing that many analysts say is behind the rally. He says this movement is based on just the strength of the economy itself, corporate earnings and all of that. What's your take?
I mean, I think that's certainly part of it. Corporate earnings have been good. Companies have done a fantastic job, during the height of the recession of, trimming all the expenses that they could. But, there's no doubt that the Fed policies have juiced the markets over the past 4 years. And I think the Fed is definitely aware of that. And they're very aware that any changes to the QE program could definitely scare investors off. And I think they're carefully watching unemployment. It's getting better, but it's still a problem. The economy is still growing at a weak pace, and I think the Fed is aware of that. My eyes are on the next meetings. They have policy meetings in June, July, and September, and Bernanke is going to discuss any changes to this policy at a news conference following the June meeting. So that's something to watch, definitely.
Well, is this a time to begin weeding a portfolio, or is it a time to just sit back and ride the wave, taking the downs with the ups?
You're leading me right to where I want to go. Yeah, this is a perfect time for investors to look to rebalance their portfolios. U.S. equity markets had a fantastic year last year. They've been up significantly this year. Most U.S. markets are up over 15% this year. So this is a great time to trim some of that U.S. stock exposure and add to the areas of the market that have not kept up with this rally, like bonds. If you're an investor that has bonds in the portfolio, that's certainly an area to add to. Emerging market stocks have not kept up with the rally, and then commodities have not kept up either. So when I'm looking at portfolios, I'm definitely looking at those areas that have trailed the U.S. stock market and adding to those. When you rebalance, you're essentially selling high and buying low, which is a fantastic strategy for making money over the long term.
This bull market has been going on for so long, and it's certainly roaring ahead this year. Do you foresee either a crash or at least a correction coming?
A correction certainly could be in the works. You rarely have markets that have an upward trajectory straight up without any bumps in the road. A crash, I think, is probably less likely, but you never know. Obviously, with something major that happens in the world, like a terrorist attack or something, there's always a chance of that. But I think I have a more optimistic view of the markets. You have the economy growing. It's at a slow pace, but it is growing. Unemployment is getting better. The rate is going down. The housing market is definitely showing signs of strength. The Fed, even if they do change QE policy, they seem to be very careful about it, and they want to keep rates low. And also, you have cash and bond returns that are very paltry, so people are getting drawn into the markets.
So aside from rebalancing your portfolio, what advice do you have for investors?
I always preach diversification, too. I think, people with the stock market doing as well as it has in the U.S., people tend to stop looking at other areas, and they want to be in the areas that are going up. So, I preach also that you should be diversified. You should have exposure to international stocks, again, that haven't done as well as the U.S. Certainly commodities should be in there. I preach bonds even for younger investors because they're a diversifier. And then, I also allocate to REITs and then mutual funds that have hedge fund strategies. Though there will come a time in the U.S., where the U.S. market will lag, and you'll want this other exposure in your portfolios.
Well, now, wait a minute. You're at a time when the Fed may be in a position in which interest rates are going to be going up because of an easing of the Fed's monetary policy. Is that a time really to buy into REITs and even the MREITs, the mortgage REITs, that have been very popular among income investors, Mike?
It's certainly a concern. I don't think the Fed's in any position to raise rates quickly. It's not going to be something that's going to happen very quickly and at big measures. So I think you're okay in those areas at this point in time. Obviously, in the bond markets or in the bond portfolios, we're not doing anything very long term. We're steering very short to intermediate term in bond portfolios because, yes, you have to be concerned about rising rates in the future.
What is your advice for those investors who are looking for income and are depending upon it?
It's tough. I'm really hesitant. I see a lot of this with other advisors or even in the financial press where, people are pushing investors that are more conservative into dividend-paying stocks. And that's fine and good because some of the more stable companies, blue-chip companies, are paying a nice hefty dividend, but they're stocks. They're not bonds. And stocks are much more volatile. They can be punished, very severely when markets go down. Bonds are a much more stable investment. So I'm always cautious about that. If you want to reach for yield, you have to be more creative. We're in international bond markets. We're in emerging markets. We're also looking to have a little bit of exposure in junk bonds, but not too much. But yeah, it's a difficult environment for yield, obviously.
Mike, appreciate your insights today and your time. Mike Willman is president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston.